And I have a special guest in studio joining me today, Daniel Laurent. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Well, you are a member of the Hingham Unity Council, and mm-hmm. we've had featured a number of your events over the years and told people a little bit about what your organization stands for. And I think it's almost it's self-explanatory. Mm-hmm. Unity. That's what you
exactly.
you folks are involved in. And
yep.
Daniel, tell me, how did you get involved with the Hingham Unity Council?
I kind of got roped in. My son goes to Hingham High School, and I think by way of that, I just became a little more involved in different things. So whether it's the newsletter, whether it was, he's in a program called MECO, which, takes kids from, inner cities in Boston and brings them out different communities. So he's in MECO, so I'm a part of the MECO parent board. I'm a part of another parent teacher organization, mm-hmm. and then Hingham Unity Council kind of rolled in. I think I'm a person where I'm just available and I'm of service. I want to definitely give a shout out to Aisha, give a shout out to Katie Sutton. They are like on the ground doing all the stuff, and they kind of tell me when to show up, and I show up.
So you're like the celebrity spokesperson. Because I know, because you're a well-known artist,
I'm a D-list celebrity.
Hey, that's
but I'm working on becoming like a C+, you know what I mean? I'm working
right
on
after
that.
This interview, you're definitely yeah. elevated to a C+ or even B level. Now, Juneteenth, for people that don't know why it's a holiday, and I didn't know until a while ago, in fact, till I lived in Texas, about why it's an important holiday and why it's especially important to the Black community. Mm-hmm. Tell our listeners what it's all about.
So it's celebrated on June 19th, and it commemorates the emancipation of the enslaved people in the U.S. And you mentioned Texas, so it mm-hmm. was first celebrated in Texas, I believe in 1865, and it was like after the Civil War. And so, there's two different dates that I think it was even being celebrated. And so everything surrounding Juneteenth, there's things that's written about it, right? And there's documentaries and there's stories. But then there's so many different versions and deviations from mm-hmm. it. However, that is a day that commemorates, the slaves being free. And right. so I think as of 2021, it became a national holiday, became recognized.
And what I had read, which really kind of, it shocks me, not only that was the day that it was commemorated, but I think was it General Gordon Granger mm-hmm. that came to Galveston mm-hmm. 2 years after the Emancipation Proclamation to tell the enslaved people in Galveston, oh, by the way, you're free.
People still were, there's so many, again, and we don't have the time for it, right? But even with like the 13th Amendment, with slavery being abolished unless, you've committed a crime, mm-hmm. right? So that's the whole thing. And with like prison, with the free labor and all that type of stuff. So, whether it's license plates or different things, a lot of things that we consume were made by inmates for free labor, right? Mm-hmm. So that slaves were free, right? It's still, slavery is still very much a part of, U.S. and our society, mm-hmm. right? But I think for this particular event, we wanted to just be intentional and mindful about celebrating it and mm-hmm. having it be something where, the town of Hingham specifically recognizes it, right? Because, not everyone in Hingham looks alike. It could be predominantly one, but like if we're trying to bring inclusivity and understanding and unity, mm-hmm. then it's a matter of kind of being aware of that. And to your point, I think there are a lot of our neighbors that are unaware of what this is, and they just see like, oh, Juneteenth, okay. And so we wanted to try to mix some entertainment as far as some music pieces. There's also going to be some poetry and stories from, I think, pre-K until, I don't know if it's 12th grade. I don't want to misspeak. But I think we wanted to involve the youth and the young people, also the more seasoned and the salt and peppers. shout out to all the salt and peppers out there.
It's okay. It looks good.
So,
And this is going to be on Monday, and it's June 19th in Hingham.
Yeah.
Juneteenth Freedom Day. It's the third annual celebration in Hingham, and it's at the Hingham Bandstand right in Hingham Harbor by that gazebo.
Yeah.
When you drive around there on 3, I think everybody knows where that is.
Yeah.
3 to 5. Now this says live music, food. You even have a kids' bounce house. You got to have that all the time now.
Yeah.
Free fun for the whole family.
And there's weight requirements, so people, it's always the bigger kids that get in and dominate, so the little kids can't get in.
Okay.
We're going to have some regulation to tell the big kids to step aside and let the little kids get their play.
I love that. Equality in the bounce house. That's something great.
Yeah.
And that sounds like, if you're not familiar with it, and you want to put it in your GPS, 91 Otis Street,
yes.
And that's in Hingham. This is the third one. In the last couple of years, you've had a great turnout.
Mm-hmm.
And when you talk to people who come down and say, oh, I didn't know this was going on, or I did know this was going on, what kind of reaction do you get from folks?
I think people are, one, it's informative, right? So that's a part. And then it's the entertainment piece. So, in the words of KRS-One, hip-hop icon, legend, it's edutainment. Right. So we try to merge the facts, and we try to put the medicine in the candy. So when you come to Juneteenth and come to this event, it's not a matter of sitting there and we're lecturing you on how you need to be better citizens. And you know what I mean?
Okay.
It's not that. However, it's culture. We're going to have a lot of different variations of the culture. We're going to have music. We're going to have, the youth. And when people come and they see it and they hear it, and they just feel good, and they feel like they were part of something, right? Because I think if you are trying to be inclusive, inviting people to come and watch something, and then you make them feel even more excluded and like an outsider, that's probably not a good idea either, right? So
be a part of the fun.
Yeah.
Maybe learn something.
Yeah. And so,
it comes more organically.
Yes. And if the adults want to, if you slide me like $50 maybe when I get off the stage, I'll let you get in a bouncy house. Just don't tell, the rest of the Hingham Unity Council. Because gas is expensive, right? So we have to make a dollar wherever we can.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I know that the Hingham Unity Council also has a Facebook page and a website, and that has complete information.
Yeah.
Again, and if you're just listening, it's Juneteenth, Hingham Harbor, 3 to 5. It is free. It's got entertainment. It's a good family fun day. And you might learn something, too.
Absolutely.
Or learn more than you thought you did.
Absolutely.
And it seems like when we talk about this, or when people say they're going down there, everybody has a smile on their face. That's nice to see. It's not like you're going to go and people are going to yell at you. You got to do this.
Yeah, exactly. It's not a protest. It's not, there's so many things, whether it's rights being taken away or people being, prejudged or whatever. There's so many different things that we can all go out and pick our own thing to protest. That's not what this is.
No. Is there anything when we were talking here that I didn't get a chance to ask you that you think our listeners might want to know?
I think I'll say more at the event for sure.
Okay.
And then I'm also going to perform a record. So I'm going to MC it, right?
Okay.
But I'm also going to wear another hat and I'm going to perform. There's a record called Cry For Me that I wrote about sexual abuse and domestic violence. And so I'm going to say like a very little short thing about that and lead into that song.
Okay.
Because I think it's just really important. And I want to use my male privilege, so to speak, to make sure I'd highlight those things. And the music that's going to be there is unbelievable. And the artists, and we're going to have the Black National Anthem, which is definitely... It's different than, and even that, when people hear it, they're like, wait a minute, is this a real thing? Like, what? And then, if you go down a YouTube wormhole, you'd be like, oh, this is a real song. Oh, my God.
Okay.
But definitely go to Hingham, let me just make sure, hinghamunity.org, and you'll find out more information. Thank you to all of the sponsors that supported this event. And as I was telling you offline, the artists who are performing, there's honorariums that's going to be given to them, right? Because
nice.
I think that's important if we are trying to celebrate, the abolishment of slavery and slaves becoming free, and then we're having Black artists come and not pay them for their talents and services. It's like, that's an oxymoron. It probably doesn't look great. So,
good point.
You know, so we want to make sure, thank you to all of the sponsors, and there's a lot to name, and I don't want to bleed into the next segment, but I would definitely shout out everyone, and they're on a website also. But again, you know, Katie, Aisha, there's other people I'm forgetting, and I'm sure I'm going to get an email later. But at least I'm good with them too, and they'll hold me down. So.
Wow, thank you
so much for having me. It was, you know.
Delighted to have you here. Again, that's Daniel Laurent. He's part of the Hingham Unity Council, and of course, seems like a multi-media artist here and an MC, and it's going to be a wonderful event. Juneteenth, Monday the 19th, 3 to 5, in Hingham, down by the Hingham Bathing Beach and the gazebo. Hey, thanks so much for joining us today. You're welcome. We're going to put this up online so people can go back and listen and even find out more.